And joining me right now is Congressman Buddy Carter, Republican congressman representing Georgia's first congressional district, which covers Savannah and South Kingsland. And Congressman Carter, thank you so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Well, thank you for having me.
So give me your reaction to, first of all, this latest news about what we're seeing in this whistleblower complaint. Any reaction?
Well, obviously, the complaint just came out a few hours ago, and I haven't had a chance to study it in detail. However, I have started reading it, and the first page, you see right here, I was not a direct witness to most of the events described. I mean, the complaint is not evidence of anything. It's simply one person's opinions and arguments and putting a biased spin on this.
Okay. What about what we learned yesterday? And we did learn from the memorandum about the July phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine. These were the president's own words. Any concern in there that you saw?
Well, I have had a chance to read it. In fact, I've read it twice. And I will tell you that I didn't see anything that really stood out to me. There was certainly no smoking gun. There was certainly no quid pro quo. I didn't see anything like that. What I saw was a conversation between two world leaders that flowed like you would expect it to flow, that was, a conversation that was not surprising at all to me. And in fact, if you had asked me, how do you think that two world leaders would talk to each other, I would have said just the way that these two are talking to each other in this conversation, in this document that we're reading right here.
Well, Congressman, let me ask you about some of the stuff that showed up in that memorandum. It clearly shows this. Early in the call with President Zelensky, the president talked about everything the U.S. has done for Ukraine. And then later he moves on to asking Zelensky for a favor that would help the president politically back home. Doesn't that raise at least a germ of concern in your mind?
Well, but then again, he also, early in the call, is talking about Germany. He's talking about Merkel. He's talking about how she hasn't been helping you, but we've been helping you here in the United States. So, I think it's taken a little out of context. I think he's trying to build a case for the fact that we in the United States are the ones who have been helping you. Your European allies are not helping you. Not like they should be. They're not stepping up to the plate, but we are here in the United States. So, again, I think if you look at it in the way that it flows, it flows like you would expect it to. And then he gets into, okay, this is what we've done for you. Now, this is what we need for you to do for us. Mm. And it wasn't any personal favors. I didn't take it that way at all.
Well, let me ask you about this. The heads of the Democratic committees that are now investigating the president released a joint statement, and they said this, that while there may not have been direct evidence of a quid pro quo, they write, "Let's be clear, no quid pro quo is required to betray our country. Trump asked a foreign government to interfere in our elections. That is betrayal enough." Are they wrong? Did you not hear at least evidence that there was suggestion that a foreign power interfere in our elections?
Look, I don't think I'm reading it with rose-colored glasses.
Okay.
I just don't see that. And I think you have to really dig deep in order to see that. What I saw was the leader of the United States of America, the president of the United States of America, simply inquiring about, he asked about the Russian interference in the election. And I expect for him to ask for that. I think most Americans expect for him to be asking about that we want to know. We're told that this originated in the Ukraine. So this is something we ought to know about.
So given your point of view, what's your view on Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats' decision to move forward toward an impeachment inquiry?
Well, first of all, I was really, really surprised at Nancy Pelosi. And listen, I have a lot of respect for her. I think she's a seasoned politician. She wouldn't be in the position she's in right now or has been in if she wasn't a seasoned politician. But I was really surprised that she jumped the gun, if you will, that she went ahead with the impeachment proceedings and inquiry before the transcript was released. And the president had already said, we're going to release it tomorrow. But she went ahead with it. I thought that really was a tactical error, if you will, on her part. I mean, why wouldn't you have just waited 24 hours until after the transcripts were released? But she didn't. She went ahead. And I think it proves the point that she's lost control of her caucus, that her caucus right now is the left wing is ruling that. They've wanted to impeach Donald Trump ever since he was inaugurated. I mean, ever the first day he went into office, that's all they've wanted to do. They went through the Russian debacle. They went through his tax returns. Now they come to this and they say, aha, now's our chance. We're going to jump on it.
Congressman, I got time just for one more question before I have to let you go, and I'm going to ask you to keep your answer brief here. A small number of your fellow Republicans are saying, hold on, don't be so sure about this. We heard from Mitt Romney. Ben Sasse of Nebraska said, quote, Republicans ought not to be rushing to circle the wagons and say there's no there when there's obviously a lot that's very troubling. Is he wrong about that? I mean, to consider the possibility that something might be amiss here.
Look, we all keep an open mind. My father always taught me a closed mind's a dead mind. You want to keep an open mind. Yes, we keep an open mind, and we certainly want to look at the information as it continues to come out. But up to this point, from what I've seen, I just don't see anything there at all.
All right. Buddy Carter, Republican congressman from Georgia, thank you so much for joining us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you.
And journalist McKay Coppin, stick around. There's a lot more. Listeners, we want your calls. How did you react when you saw the memo of the president's phone call? What do you think about some of the details that are emerging from this whistleblower's complaint? How do you think Republicans should be responding to this? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. I'm Anthony Brooks. I'll be right back. This is On Point.